All right, everybody, I have some bad news. I'm about to blow your minds with the amount of crusty white dudes who have been pardoned by Donald Trump and then subsequently go out to commit more crimes. People have been physically assaulted. People have been scammed. Children have been raped. People have solicited photos by creeping on children, all because they were pardoned by Donald Trump and let back out onto the streets. I want you to look at my screen for 1 second as I shift through these creepy, crusty dudes who have all committed different crimes. Don't worry, we're going to go all over them individually. But oh, there's one. I like how there's one woman in there for some diversity as well. We have more creepy, crusty dudes who have committed the worst of the worst crimes. And it makes you wonder, how many of these freaks are there that are out there doing this? Well, we have an answer. It is 97. I want to start off with this post that kind of lays the groundwork. It says, 97 pardoned January 6th rioters have already been returned to prison for new crimes. People who Donald Trump decided to, in the swipe of a pen, allow back on the streets to rape, abuse, scam, and hurt Americans. This is not America first. This is crime first. This is pro-crime, soft-on-crime behavior. And if you appreciate these breakdowns and these informative videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And then I'm also going to link the GOPL's Twitter account in the description, which has a lot of these updates going out every single day. It's run by Micah Irfan at Mockler Media. It's worth a follow. But before I dig into each individual case, there's a very important point that I want to make. And it's how Donald Trump takes advantage of impressionable people who are oftentimes already like in poor positions or have some sort of mental health issues. And he takes advantage of that in order to lie about politics and about a broken system and say that elections are stolen, that everything is rigged against him, everything is rigged against them, that their vote doesn't count. And he's lying about this. Therefore, stirring up the most impressionable, violent people in our country, getting them to go storm the Capitol on January 6th, and then it gets better. After he gets them to do that, he pardons the most violent ones. The reporting was that when Donald Trump got into office, Susie Wiles and the more, I guess, rational people were saying, hey, let's pardon everybody except for the violent cop beaters. That would not have been justified, but that would have been different. You know what Donald Trump ended up doing? He ended up getting a little bit antsy and impatient and just with the stroke of a pen decided to pardon every single January 6th-er, therefore hurting Americans. Let's run through these very quickly. Obviously, a little bit of a trigger warning. There's some disgusting crimes that have been committed, but pardon January 6th rioter John Andreas had been arrested for stalking a woman in violation of a restraining order. He has now been returned to prison with a 60-day sentence. He literally stalked a woman. So this woman has already been a victim due to Donald Trump's actions, and that's just the beginning. January 6th rioter Keen Brian Lazo was charged with the rape and aggravated sexual battery of a 13-year-old. Trump pardoned him anyway. This is somebody who's been returned to prison. This is a disgusting, despicable human being that Trump is allowing to be pardoned. Insurrectionist Joshua Dylan Haynes strangled a family member right after participating in January 6th. Trump gave him a pardon anyway. And I really like the work that GOPLs did here to show us the illustration. This is the guy on the left, his mugshot, and this is him in the Capitol building on the right. Is he wearing a yellow handkerchief? Give me a break, bro. These people. Okay, to continue. Pardoned January 6th rioter Zachary Allen broke into a family's home and looted it. Quite the mustache on this guy. He has now been returned to prison with a 7-year sentence. Robert Keith Packer, the infamous Camp Auschwitz shirt-wearing January 6th rioter, brutally hospitalized multiple people. He has now been rearrested. You guys get the photo, like the picture that's being painted here, right? Donald Trump takes the most impressionable Americans, distorts their minds with vile, vile rhetoric, and gets them to commit crimes on their behalf. Like, not included in this would be the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi and was screaming, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Which is something Trump then repeated and joked about over and over. Just disgusting, disgusting stuff. You guys know this guy. Pardoned January 6th leader Enrique Tarrio has been arrested for assaulting a woman. He previously said, "God wants men to protect women," yet he was somebody who led January 6th, was an organizer of it, and is now rearrested. Pardon January 6th rioter Daniel Tocci, sentenced for possessing over 100,000 images of child pornography. What the absolute hell? How is it? What kind of story? This is absolutely insane. Pardoned January 6th insurrectionist Theodore Middendorf sexually assaulted a 7-year-old. He has now been sentenced to 19 years. You can draw a direct line between Donald Trump deciding to, in the stroke of a pen, pardon his most loyal supporters and children being abused. Children genuinely having their lives altered by sickening, creepy, crusty men who Donald Trump is okay with being on the streets. We can never, ever, ever let the Republican Party try to paint Democrats as soft on crime ever again. You know what I'm for? This may be a little bit of an unpopular opinion to any Republicans or MAGA supporters watching, but I'm for keeping pedophiles in jail. I am for keeping cop beaters in jail. I think anybody who is breaking the law, especially in, you know, election-related laws as well, deserves time in prison. That'll get you canceled by the Republican Party nowadays if you say that. January 6th rioter Andrew Taki has pled guilty to soliciting a minor. There's another list. If I were making a list right now, that's probably like 30 extra people that have been directly abused. One guy, like, beat up his whole family, so probably like 40 people. To continue, he previously received a full pardon from Trump, even though he was caught on camera attacking Capitol Police. Wow, back the blue, right? Pardon January 6th-er Emily Hernandez. I like how there's one woman in here. One woman for a little bit of diversity in here. Drove the wrong way on the road. Wait, this is not funny. Killing one person and injuring another. She has been returned to prison with a 10-year sentence. Dude, that's actually sickening. You know how many times I worry about my family members driving around, going on car trips, doing this, and I just worry that some dumb drunk asshole is going to like crash into, you know, I worry about my family and my friends and everything. And here's this woman who was pardoned by Trump and it directly led to another death. I think that is incredibly despicable. Pardon January 6th rioter Ryan Yates has been arrested in a child predator sting in Florida. The sheriff said he got away with it in federal system, but not here. You know, as they say, not every single MAGA person is a pedophile, but if you're a pedophile, you're probably a MAGA. January 6th rioter Jake Lang was just arrested for making terroristic threats. Here's him doing a Nazi salute, and this guy is just a straight up dirtbag. He is a Nazi. I feel like I'm beating you guys down right now with the worst people in the country. Like, you guys will probably have low morale after this episode because we're just cycling through scumbags. Just know that there are a lot of people in this country who are fighting for a better future, not only at Mockler Media, but just in this audience, in this community that we're building. That's why you should join the community. Finally, not a crusty white man, but a dude who looks equally as deranged. Pardon January 6th rioter Shane Jason Woods killed a woman in a drunk driving accident. What is up with this? This is disgusting. He has been sentenced to 17 years in prison. It is worth noting that when Donald Trump pardons them for one particular crime, they can still go to prison for other crimes. So people who have killed somebody or raped or abused somebody are still going to prison. Trump did not pardon them for that direct crime. Trump pardoned them in relation to their J6th crimes, which then directly led to them being out on the streets and reharming people. It's an important distinction, but it doesn't make it any better. Pardon January 6th insurrectionist Andrew Paul Johnson molested two children as young as 11 years old. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Send this video to any Trump supporters you know and ask them to defend any one of these individual cases. They can't. Pardon January 6th rioter Ryan Nichols has been arrested for threatening to shoot a man while at church. This is like one of the least vicious crimes on this whole list. He just threatened to shoot a man. It's relieving almost. Yeah, he didn't actually, you know, kill someone in an accident or like molest a child yet, at least. January 6th insurrectionist Nathan Pelham opened fire on police when getting arrested for his actions at the Capitol. Trump gave him a full pardon. Look at this guy's eyes. I wouldn't have pardoned this guy based off of his eyes. Trump pardoned January 6th insurrectionist Taylor Toronto. You know, this story is actually pretty wild. This guy was arrested near Obama's home because Trump posted Obama's address in some like threatening, I guess Trump calls them memes, but they're not. It was a threatening Truth Social post with Obama's address and a bunch of slop around it. And a pardoned January 6th-er went to Obama's home with weapons. Taylor Toronto, pardoned January 6th defendant arrested near Obama's home, sentenced to time served. He was live streaming a bomb threat as he drove around former President Barack Obama's DC neighborhood. You guys get the point that I'm making, right? When I say you can draw a direct line between Donald Trump taking advantage of incredibly impressionable Americans in a position of weakness, taking advantage of them and getting them to do violence on his behalf than pardoning them. This is before we get into the people who were promised pardons, reportedly, for stealing data from the Social Security Administration for helping Elon Musk's Doge. We're going to talk about this much more, both in debates and videos coming up soon, so drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.